Greece is cheap.
But the airfare costs a fortune.
Paris?
Not much closer, and again, airfare...
What about Puerto Vallarta?
Let's face it, flying anywhere is just too expensive.
Wait, what's this? Low-cost airlines.
With one call to low-cost airlines, you'll drastically slash your travel costs. We're talking insanely low airline prices to any of your favorite destinations. Where would you like to go? London, Rome, Costa Rica, Australia?
Wow, that's cheap.
So why wait? Call now to learn how crazy cheap it is to fly anywhere in the U.S. or international. Our prices are so low, we can't publish them. The only way to get them is to call to instantly hear the most amazing best deals on airline travel. It's that easy. So call now and start packing.
800-217-5107. 800-217-5107. 800-217-5107. That's 800-217-5107.
When I look in the mirror, I don't see wrinkles. When I look in the mirror, I see hair on my head, not my shoulder.
And hello, hello, hello. This is Adrienne Berg, and this is Generation Bold, the Fountain of Truth. And we have two kinds of truths that we're going to look at today. One is the truth about aging. And the other is your personal truth. In the second part of our show, we are going to hear from Laura Duane, and she's going to talk about Story Terrace. And that is a program that she started for those of you who want to write their own story. Yeah, you can call it a memoir, but there are many, many different ways that you can write your own story, including, by the way, verbally getting yourself a recording and sitting down and doing what I do. Visualize the folks that you want to talk to and tell your own story, and you'll be hearing exactly how to do that from Story Terrace. But for the first part of our show, I actually want to talk to you about truth. Now, the name of this show is The Fountain of Truth, and you might wonder, what is the fountain of truth of? It's the truth about aging. One of the things that we can say, regardless of your politics, regardless of your ethnicity, regardless of your geographics, regardless of anything in your life, we're all doing one thing, and we're doing it together, and that is aging. I actually can't think of anything else that we all do simultaneously together all over the globe. I don't care where you are, where you live, or what your values are. You're aging. Now, what does it mean, and has there been any real truthful changes in this area of aging? Something that is shunned, best ignored, at worst despised, and that is our penchant for aging. So I think it's time to take a whole new look at aging. Think of it completely differently. If you can take a deep breath, and if you can throw away all your preconceived notions of aging, I think you're going to be very happy with this first part of our show. Let me explain what's going on, and it is big. It is revolutionary. If it was anything other than aging, the whole world would be talking about this. So let me explain. First of all, the definition of age groups have changed completely. Now, you may have heard of the midlife crisis. And what did people usually think of the midlife crisis was when we turned 40. That was the big 4-0, as some would say. This is when the men wanted to go out and get a Porsche, the women wanted to go out and go around the world, and everybody wanted to start to get their first facelift if they hadn't gotten it already. Well, today, middle age has been redefined not to be 40, but to start at 40 and to go through 60. That means we are not older longer. We're middle-aged longer. We're middle-aged for 20 years, and we're middle-aged through our 50s. And anybody listening to me who is 55, 56, 57 knows that they hardly think of themselves as older. They think of themselves as middle-aged. So what happens when you get 60? Now, that, in the old days, you were getting old, but no. It's considered today late adulthood, and that lasts for about 20 years, 60 to 80. Now, my name is Adrienne Berg, and if you don't know me, I have written 14 books. You can go on Amazon, see them all. And I have a wonderful blog called Aging for Beginners. We just posted on YouTube June 22nd. We just posted a new video on YouTube. All you have to do is Adrienne Berg YouTube. Google it, and you'll see some of what I'm telling you even more expressed in terms of the future of aging. You can also read any of my blogs. Go to Bottom Line Personal, one of the largest newsletters in the United States, and I am their aging blogger, both aging in fact and aging in topic, and it's called Aging for Beginners. Go to Bottom Line Personal. And you can read everything from how to get rid of your stuff if you're downsizing to how to be a grandma if you're becoming a new grandma and what it really could mean in your life. So whatever the topic is, aging is my bag, so to speak. And late adulthood is 60 through 80. In my other life, I'm a financial gerontologist. I work mostly with people in their 70s up to about 84, 85, and I will tell you that they are just like you thought you would be, or most people would be, at age 60. So it is true that late adulthood, not old age, goes from 60 to 80. It has been redefined. And what about old age? Do we ever really get old? Is that over? Well, the answer is it's not over. The new definition, generally accepted, is 80 to 100 begins old age. And my latest book, How Not to Go Broke at 102, the fastest growing part of our population are people over the age of 85. And second to that, people over the age of 100. We now have thousands of people over the age of 100, and that's why How Not to Go Broke at 102. If you get to age 100, and many of us do and will, and many more in the future, then the next actuarial age is 102. So there'll be many, many, many people that live to 102, 105, and that's what we might call old age. Now, why is this significant? What is the significance of creating labels for aging? Well, hopefully one day we'll get rid of that. But at the moment, there is a medical and scientific reason for doing that. As a lawyer, I'm also a lawyer, elder law attorney, there's also some legislation that is age-based. And so that's important, too, like the Older Americans Act. It begins to cover people and their rights starting at age 40. So there are certain things that are age-based. We all know that Social Security is age-based, Medicare is age-based, and so on. But there's a medical reason. There's a sociological reason. And that is what we're looking at and what we all want to achieve. Now, I know in your life, if you're listening to me and you care about being a success for as many decades as possible, I know that you're thinking about how to keep your health on par. I know that you're thinking about great maintenance, how to stay at your own weight, how your blood pressure shouldn't go up, how your exercise should be maintained, your muscle tone. So maintenance is what's important. But that isn't where the action is today. We actually know how to do all those things. And the next segment of our show, after we break for commercial, I'm going to tell you what science tells us to look good, feel good, and live as long as possible. But that is not what science is working on. It has accomplished that already. We will talk about that in the next part of our show. What they are working on is something with a great big long name. It's called compression of morbidity. Yeah, compression of morbidity. What does it mean? It means that your Alzheimer's, your Parkinson's, your frailty, your falls, your dementia, you're feeling lousy, starts as close to the time of your passing away as possible. In other words, right now what we've been able to do with medicine is actually keep ourselves alive and not necessarily feeling that great. So morbidity, meaning we're not doing well, we're not thriving, is going for quite a few years before we pass away. And that costs a lot of money. That's where we have problems with our family. We begin to be burdens and we worry about that. That's when we have problems with our money because we have to pay people to feed us and bathe us and help us get around. We're not mobile anymore. But if we can compress that morbidity, and there's a joke in our field, if we can all just die healthy, then we have not only a long life, but a great life. Also, we have a cheap life. Also, we have a sustainable life. Nobody has to be giving up anything. We don't have to take government dollars away from school children to keep older adults healthy and not in pain for longer years. So the entire community, every country, all the political issues, actually get impacted by whether we can compress the cost, the pain, the aggravation, the relationship problems, and our own self-respect, our own feelings of thriving in life. If we can compress the problems so that they start very shortly before we leave this planet, everybody's better off. And that's where the action is right now. And believe it or not, part of it is psychological. In general, as you get older, you actually get happier. And if you want to read an article you're just going to love, go to my blog, Aging for Beginners, Bottom Line Personal, and read, Are You Too Young to Be Happy? You'll see that people actually get happier as they get older. However, men over the age of 85 are the largest group of suicides in the United States. It's almost 50% more than any other age group. Why is that? Because they are not thriving after age 85. The morbidity kicks in, and we want that to be compressed. When we come back, we're going to talk about what you can do in your own life right now, starting in 5 minutes. As soon as the show is over, run out and do some of the things we're going to talk about, and you will feel better. You'll feel better longer, and you'll be part of that great generation that we call Generation Bold. So don't you go anywhere. We'll be back in just a few moments.
Well, that doesn't bother me, not even a bit, because I am happy, and I freely admit I'm inappropriate for my age. Da-da-da-da.
I live alone and rarely have visitors. So when I slipped and fell in the kitchen last month and couldn't get to a phone, I knew I was in trouble.
Help!
I could barely move.
Help!
I tried calling for help, but no one could hear me. As I lay there, I couldn't help but think of my kids and grandkids having to go on without me. I was terrified. It took 8 hours for my neighbor to find me. It could have been the end of me. That's when I knew I needed Life Alert. With just one press of this button, I'm connected to the Life Alert Center, where I can get the help I need, even when I cannot reach a phone. With Life Alert, I'm never alone.
Call 1-800-414-1958 for your free Life Alert brochure. That's 1-800-414-1958. 1-800-414-1958. Call for your free Life Alert brochure today at 1-800-414-1958.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off. Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
Do you owe $10,000 or more on at least two federal student loans? Then you may qualify for new programs offered by the Department of Education. These programs can reduce your interest, lower your payments, and possibly qualify you for loan forgiveness. If you have $10,000 or more and at least two federal student loans and currently not in school, you may qualify for one of these programs. Call now to check your eligibility. Student loan advisors are standing by to help you determine if you qualify for these new programs. They can help you reduce your interest, lower your payment, and even forgive a portion of your student loan debt. Take control of your financial future. Make this free 5-minute free call now to Nationwide Student Loans and learn how you can reduce your student loan debt.
800-439-1588, 800-439-1588, 800-439-1588, 800-439-1588.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-935-0752 now, and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Melberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today, and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-935-0752. That's 800-935-0752. Employees of J.D. Melberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
Biz Talk Radio.
That doesn't bother me, not even a bit, because I am happy, and I freely admit I'm inappropriate for my age. Da-da-da-da.
And hello, 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 this is Adrienne Berg, and this is Generation Bold, the Fountain of Truth. And we are talking today about truths. In the second part of our show, we'll talk about our own truths. How do you write your own story? How do you write your own memoir? And there are many ways to do that. We'll have an expert, Laura Duane of Story Terrace, telling us all about that. But right now, I'm talking in general about the truth about aging, the general truth about aging. But in this little segment, I want to tell you some of the things that I've learned. If you want to see in greater detail some of the things that have impressed me, and I've been studying aging ever since I realized that I was aging, that's a good 15, 16 years ago, you'll take a look at the blog. The latest blog is at Bottom Line Personal. It's one of the largest newsletters in the country, and it's all online. It's all free, as always. And I'm generating information for people starting at the age of 30, which is when aging actually biologically begins. So go and you just Google either Adrienne Berg blog, that's B-E-R-G, or Bottom Line Personal, Adrienne Berg, or the name of the blog, which is Aging for Beginners. And you can always get all of this information on our website, on our radio website, generationboldradio.com, generationboldradio.com. So what can we do to age and live our best life? I don't want to call it anti-aging, because I like aging. The alternative is not aging. We don't like that. But you can age and not get old. How do you do that? Well, we talked about compression of morbidity. What science is working on is getting rid of all of the deficiencies of aging for as long as possible so we can live well and thrive. But what could you do starting right now, this minute? Well, I'm going to shock you, perhaps. I'm going to get criticism, perhaps. But I'm going to tell you the truth, because this is the fountain of truth. You know what you have to do? Drink more and eat less. Drink more and eat less. Absorb that for a minute. And let's talk about it. First, the drink more. Many years ago, I was at NYU. They have every single year a weekend of science. And I wanted to attend the lectures on aging and science. And by the way, the person sitting next to me was Jane Fonda, who's been talking about aging lately, but she was planning to write a book on it at that time, and she did. And the fellow who was speaking was a scientist, and he had invented this concept, or developed this concept, of resveratrol, which was the nutrients in red wine, and he was bottling it, and it was bought by Glaxo, the pharmaceutical company, for millions of dollars from him. And, of course, he was walking on air. He was very excited. And resveratrol is something you can actually buy now in CVS, in Rite Aid, in Duane Reade, in any of your local pharmacies. Your doctor can prescribe it. And it's basically the nutrients in red wine. But the other way that you can get those nutrients is to drink them. And you drink them with red wine. And there are studies all over the globe in places like Georgia, Russia, Sardinia, parts of Greece, where people have been drinking red wine, and this is true of France too, as part of their culture on a regular basis, growing the grapes in their own organic backyards, and they live the longest. They are considered the blue zones of this world, places where people regularly live to age 100, and one of the things they do is they imbibe resveratrol. And, you know, we're talking about how much? Well, 4 to 5 ounces would be a glass of wine 3 times a week, and it seems to work, or take a pill. That's drinking more. How about eating less? Well, there's a whole community of folks who believe in under-eating for longevity. Most people who are longevitists, hardcore, and I know them, and immortalists, yeah, there are some of those who believe we could live forever. But the ones that believe we can get to the biblical age of 120 on a regular basis, they under-eat. So, and they look it, by the way. I know these folks. Many of them are scientists. I've read their writings for many years. You can read Aubrey de Grey and many others. They're fairly famous. They have their own foundations. They under-eat. Now, how much do they under-eat? About 30%. That's a lot. About 30% of the normal calories for a normal human being of each of our sizes. So if you're supposed to be eating 2,000 calories, knock off a third of that, 30% of that, and you will live longer. It is a very, very difficult thing to do, and many people say, I'd rather not. I would just rather not live longer because food is a celebration of life, and I need it. And they do get their nutrition, but they don't get their nutrition in a tasty way. They get it in other ways. And that doesn't mean that we can't, us average Joes, can't just eat a little bit less. Because it is incremental. You don't have to go the whole nine yards to live longer, healthier, and better. You can do some calorie reduction, eat better calories, eat more nutritious calories, kill the sugar, reduce the carbs, and all the things that we don't want to hear. But the fact is, I have been doing this show for about 5 years, and most of the guests on my show are doctors or medical people or researchers in some way. Not all. You'll be hearing from Laura Duane soon, storytellers, and how to write your own story. We have many others. But I'm going to tell you something that you don't want to hear. Across the board, every single medical professional of every ilk has told me exactly the same thing. They may have told it to me in their different words, from their different perspectives, and this is what they say. Eat less, get your resveratrol, calm down, start to do yoga or meditation or breathing exercises or whatever it takes for you personally. Get out and walk. Walking is the very best exercise you can do for your longevity and to compress morbidity. And have friends. People, actually, there's Harvard studies that show that 6 friends or more increases your life by 2.5 years. They can actually measure that kind of thing. And keep your relationships loving and calm. And that's what you do. And if you get a chance, do something for other people. Have an attitude of gratitude and stay engaged in the world. Keep reading the newspapers that are making you sick, but read them anyway. Know what's going on in the news. Be a volunteer. Travel around the world, make contributions to others, and do what you can with that so that you stay relevant, and that's going to keep you thriving in life. So that we look at men over the age of 85, and we say to ourselves, why so many suicides? And the answer is very simple. And by the way, a huge percentage of them, 70%, saw a doctor within 2 months before they actually committed suicide. So nobody's recognizing this problem, even the professionals. What is the problem? It's lack of relevance in the world. And there's no resveratrol, and there's no amount of food, and there's no amount of relationships that go wrong that can help you when lack of relevance in the world is what's depressing you. So stay relevant. At the end of every show, we always say, get out there, kids, and make it happen. I'm going to say it again at the end of this show, but that's what I mean. Make something happen in the world if you want to compress morbidity. and stay relevant and love your life. Don't you guys go anywhere. Now we're going to be talking about your life.
I am happy, and I freely admit I'm inappropriate for my age. Da 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 da.
Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand, call Consolidated Credit now. If you're making the minimum payments, but your balance is just not going down, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it will take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 5 million people. They can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. If you're struggling with credit card debt, call Consolidated Credit now.
Call now, 800-350-3241. That's 800-350-3241. 800-350-3241.
Consolidated Credit Counseling Services Incorporated, 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Not a loan company licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM-19, Oregon DM-80031. Licensed by Virginia State Corporation. Commission license number DC-32. Establishment of a plan may adversely affect the individual's credit rating or credit scores. Non-payment of debt may lead creditors to increase financial charges or collections activity, including litigation.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. That's 800-430-7570.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuities. These strategies in simple to understand terms. Grab a pen right now because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the 5 little known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-935-0752 now and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Melberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-935-0752. That's 800-935-0752. Employees of J.D. Melberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
Does your water stain and damage your fixtures? Does it smell or taste bad? Are you worried about what's in your water? Water quality should not be painful and worrisome. Get HydroCare Water Systems from Wave Home Solutions with the most advanced purification technologies. Call Wave Home Solutions today at 1-888-989-WAVE or go to greathealthywater.com. HydroCare will eliminate lime scale that causes hundreds of dollars in damage to pipes and appliances without using salt. Well water will no longer smell or stain your fixtures. City water will be purified of harmful chlorine, lead, arsenic, and chemicals. Wave Home Solutions provides the cleanest, healthiest water at every faucet. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, call 1-888-989-WAVE, 1-888-989-WAVE, or go to greathealthywater.com. That's greathealthywater.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
Biz Talk Radio.
That doesn't bother me, not even a bit, because I am happy, and I freely admit I'm inappropriate for my age. Da-da-da-da.
And hello, hello, hello. This is Adrienne Berg, and this is Generation Bold, the fountain of truth, and the moment you've been waiting for, how you're tell your story, which I've been teasing through the entire first part of our show. We're going to introduce you in a moment to Laura Duane of Story Terrace, and we're going to see how you do this. But I just want to tell you very proudly that our guest from the first part of our show, I actually asked her during the break, how many patients are going through your procedure? And if you were listening, it's about pelvic floor health and incontinence, something no one talks about. She said, we have 30,000 patients. I was so excited. So please know, this is happening. You're not alone. And that's part of our image, too. And none of this are we alone. But sometimes we would like to tell our own story, and we have Laura Duane with us of Story Terrace so that we can understand how we can share this in actually a very permanent, professional, and creative way. Thank you so much for being with us, Laura.
It's so great to be here. I'm so excited to talk to you.
So I'm going to tell you a little story, which I said you're going to fall off your chair. I'm going to tell you in a minute. But first, tell everybody what Story Terrace is.
Absolutely. So Story Terrace is a biography writing service so that everyone can get their memories captured. It's a wonderful process where we connect clients with ghostwriters who come to their home, interview them, and then write up a beautiful book about their life.
Yeah, so this is exciting, creative, wonderful, and a lot of people are waiting for this to happen. I have tons of questions, but a quick story. I'm called into a lot of places for consulting. It has to do with aging, and one of this was a beauty cream that was going out on the market, and the person who was the head of this was an extremely wealthy individual. I went to this beautiful place, and after the presentation with geneticists and cosmetologists was over, she said, I got to show you something. I did a life review for my dad. She was extremely proud of it. It was a beautiful book. It was actually in leather, a leather-bound book with his words and so on. I said, this is fantastic. We got to do this. How much was it? I asked her. She said, are you ready? $9,000. I know.
Oh, my God.
And I know you're going to say, oh, my God. And, you know, at first I was very touching, but after I thought to myself, it's too big a touch. So I just want to assure everybody we're not talking about this. We're talking about something that you could really do that's manageable in your life and very exciting. So let's go back to Story Terrace. Are you back on the chair now, Laura? Are you sitting
I'm
back?
Ready. I got back
You're
up
ready?
Off the floor. Absolutely.
I know. So go ahead. Tell us the process. How would we go through something like this? What would happen if we want to engage in this?
Absolutely. So the way that this process starts is somebody calls our wonderful sales team, and we really talk about what they want to accomplish with their book. So some people want to talk about a couple of years in their life. Some people want to cover their whole life, soup to nuts. And we really find which of our packages is tailored to them specifically. So how much they want to cover, how much they want to talk about. And then it's also, is it for them? Is it for a parent? You know, and who they want to share the story with in the long run. So we pick one of our packages for them. There they are. And then we go through what we call the writer match process. And that's where we find a local writer anywhere in the United States who is a really, really talented ghostwriter. And this piece for us is incredibly important. We really take pride in finding the right writer for the right person, someone who's going to, if you're a little quiet, draw your story out of you, someone who, if you, like me, are a little loud, is going to listen and ask the right kinds of questions to really shape the story to be what you want it to be. And so we find that person who's someone nearby and local, who's got, you know, great writing, great credentials, and someone you'll be comfortable with having in your home. And then we start to set up interviews. Before the interviews start, we send along a questionnaire so that you, as the person with this life story, can really get your thoughts in order. Some people fill out the whole questionnaire. We get pages of writing. Some people just really think about it, think about how they want to answer it. And it helps the writer and the client really think about how they want to shape this story. So once that piece is done, the interview starts. Someone comes to your home. They interview you, and you can show them pictures, and you can share your life with them. And then after that process is over, they'll go back to their home, and they'll start writing up your story with your input. And so you help structure, you give feedback, and they really, you know, write in your voice. And I think that what's really important about this piece is that everybody deserves to have their story told, but not everyone's a professional writer. And not being a professional writer doesn't mean you shouldn't have this captured professionally and in a really beautiful way. And so we get this manuscript written in your voice, in your tone, and then in the end we do all of the layout, the production, the design, the cover. You get this really beautiful full-color hardcover copy. You get four copies for yourself and your family, and also digital files. And then you'll have this memory book forever to keep with you and your children and your grandchildren.
Yeah, one of the things about successful aging is that we've learned that it is a life stage. We talk about life stage for children. We talk about life stage for adolescents. And then what used to happen was sociologists and really deep thinkers like Eric Erickson, his wife, who created the idea of life stages for children, stopped at this area which they called the mature. And they were really stopping their life stage at around 60 or 65. Meanwhile, they lived into their 90s. And they came up with another life stage. They had eight life stages, and everybody was counting on this one. And now they have nine. And the ninth one is called gerotranscendence. And what they discovered there was that we go into this period of life called life review. That's one aspect of it. There are many other aspects. But one of them is we begin to review our life. We begin to review our past as our future gets a little shorter. And one of the things that helps us do this is this memoir writing. But as Laura says, you can't always do it. People are very closed sometimes. They're not writing professionals at all. It's hard. But when they do it, it becomes not only therapeutic, but more importantly, it adds to the success of their aging. And we're about successful aging. So I'm looking at Story Terrace as a way to exercise this new stage of your life because, you know, I'm looking at aging. But the fact is that people want to do this for themselves in many, many transition periods, when they retire, when they become grandparents, when they have a midlife crisis. I mean, there are all kinds of times in your life that this is something you want to do. So, Laura, just tell us, how do we find Story Terrace?
Absolutely. So you can come to our website, which is storyterrace.com. You can also always call our sales line, which is 323-446-2870. And both ways, you'll get in touch with someone on our team who can really walk you through what the process would look like for you as an individual.
So I want to talk about that individuality now. When we come back, we're going to talk about how this might work for people who simply want to write a book. And that's a slightly different issue, and I have some questions there. But before that, the individuality. There are other places, particularly for older adults who maybe are having some memory loss, that kind of thing, where people can ask them questions. And what the book looks like is fairly standard. Everyone's book looks a little bit more or less the same. But this has more individuality because the ghostwriter is basically adept at writing in your voice, right? So this is really a book that, and this is a question and a presumption on my part, that everyone's book looks different, it seems to me. Is that what you're telling us, Laura?
Absolutely. So inside all of our books, our different packages allow you to include different photos, a different number of photos in there. The cover is a custom cover with a photo of you or your family. You know, these are really individual, unique keepsakes. They are tailored to you. They're written by someone who can really channel you. It is something that is unlike something anyone else will ever have.
So this is an exciting thing. When we come back, we're going to talk about another aspect of this, and that is how books do get published, who picks up a book. I have plenty of information for you on that, and whether or not we can use this process, not for its original intent only, which was to have your own book for your own family, for your own memoir, and for your own posterity, but what we might be able to do with this if we want to get even more creative on it, and you finally get a chance to write the book that you always wanted to write. Now, all of our shows are archived on GenerationBoldRadio.com, so if you miss any part of it, there's no problem at all. Go to GenerationBoldRadio.com. It's also a place there called Ask Adrian. If you have a guest or a topic, you just write it in there, and Adrian, I'll get it, and we will have somebody on, just like we're having Laura Duane on tonight. We'll be back in just a moment.
For my age, da 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 da.
As a small business owner, there's one word that you absolutely dread: payroll. For small businesses, it's a big burden. You may think you're saving time and money doing it yourself, but come on, are you? Timesheets, processing checks, calculating taxes, a total waste of your time. Paychex simplifies payroll processing, saving you time and money. Submit your payroll online, fax it in, or call your dedicated Paychex payroll specialist, and you're done. Learn more at trypaychex.com. Come on, do the math. The IRS dishes out 8 million penalties a year. Make one mistake and you're on the hook. On average, you're losing nearly one business day every month doing payroll. That's time and money you'll never get back, unless you get Paychex. More than 500,000 small businesses already do. Call 877-649-5324. Trade payroll pressure for peace of mind. Call now. 877-649-5324. That's 877-649-5324.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370. 800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370.
If you're suffering from hearing loss, stay tuned for a special offer from the makers of Listen Clear, a revolutionary hearing aid breakthrough designed by top audio engineers to fit your ear almost invisibly. Right now, you can try Listen Clear hearing aids absolutely free for 45 days. You can also qualify for free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear hearing aids are so lightweight and comfortable, you can wear them all day long. They're practically invisible, too, so others won't even notice you're wearing them. And the best part is, you'll be able to hear almost everything, everywhere. So do something about your hearing loss. Call Listen Clear now to get started with your 45-day risk-free hearing aid trial. This special offer won't be available for long, so call Listen Clear now.
800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. We're here 24 hours a day to help. That's 800-716-4650.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand, call Consolidated Credit now. If you're making the minimum payments, but your balance is just not going down, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it will take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 5 million people. They can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. If you're struggling with credit card debt, call Consolidated Credit now.
Call now, 800-350-3241. That's 800-350-3241. 800-350-3241.
Consolidated Credit Counseling Services Incorporated, 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Not a loan company licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM-19, Oregon DM-80031. Licensed by Virginia State Corporation. Commission license number DC-32. Establishment of a plan may adversely affect the individual's credit rating or credit scores. Non-payment of debt may lead creditors to increase financial charges or collections activity, including litigation.
Does your water stain and damage your fixtures? Does it smell or taste bad? Are you worried about what's in your water? Water quality should not be painful and worrisome. Get HydroCare Water Systems from Wave Home Solutions with the most advanced purification technologies. Call Wave Home Solutions today at 1-888-989-WAVE or go to greathealthywater.com. HydroCare will eliminate lime scale that causes hundreds of dollars in damage to pipes and appliances without using salt. Well water will no longer smell or stain your fixtures. City water will be purified of harmful chlorine, lead, arsenic, and chemicals. Wave Home Solutions provides the cleanest, healthiest water at every faucet. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, call 1-888-989-WAVE, 1-888-989-WAVE, or go to greathealthywater.com. That's greathealthywater.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
Biz Talk Radio.
That doesn't bother me, not even a bit, because I am happy.
And hello, hello, hello. I cannot believe how quickly this show is just running away. But we are with our last segment. We are with our terrific Laura Duane, who is telling us all about Story Terrace. But we talked about it from one particular point of view, which was how to do your life review, how to write your memoirs, how to write your own story through use of a ghostwriter, and a full service where a book will be produced for you, unique to you. When you read it, it's in your voice, pictures are yours, and it's for your family. So before we talk about something even juicier, which is what if you just want to write a book, a travel memoir, or a straight-out nonfiction book because you know something in your field. You just have not been able to put pen to paper or sit by your computer and do it. We're going to tell you how that can be done. But first, Laura, just tell everybody once again, how do they reach Story Terrace?
Absolutely. So you can find Story Terrace at our website, storyterrace.com, or you can reach our sales line at 323-446-2870.
Just repeat it one more time because there's a lot of people who need to write
all right
down.
Yeah, pen and paper, 323-446-2870 or storyterrace.com.
And, of course, it's going to be on our website and it'll be archived there. All right, now, a lot of people have a book in them and they just are very adept at their field. They want to write a nonfiction book. Or like myself, I've written many books, but when it comes down to a memoir, particularly a travel memoir, which I've been thinking about, it's hard to do. And what you offer is, it's very much the same as what we talked about in the first segment of the show, but it plays out a little different because once this is done, you may want to go to a publisher and offer this to a publisher instead of just offering it to your family. So tell us about that aspect of Story Terrace.
Absolutely. So, when we say we capture life stories, people have so much phenomenal experience, whether it's, their personal history and their memories, but sometimes it's things they've learned in their business life, things that they're ready to share. And, I know a lot of writers who always say they want to have written, but they don't want to be writing because writing is a lot of work. And so one of the other things that we can do at Story Terrace is we get people's nonfiction books written. So things like a travel memoir or a business book or a collection of memories in some capacity that are a little bit more publishing focused. And then that person can then take that book and submit it for publication or self-publish on Amazon. There are a lot of different ways that we can do this. And so we offer this service. So many people are interested in it. And I think one of the nice things about working with StoryTerrace is because we have this phenomenal stable of ghostwriters, we always have someone who's got some expertise in the area you're looking for, that's been well published in that area, that's maybe written about that in a well-known magazine, and they can really help you get these thoughts on paper and get it well done in a really professional way.
Yeah, I'm going to be blunt, and I told Laura that, you know, I know the inside of this business. As she's, her background is the publishing side. Mine is the author side. So here's the blunt. Your book won't sell. Hello. Your book will not sell. The book that you think is so fantastic, the public doesn't want. Ghostwriters know what the public wants. Unfortunately, sometimes it's very formulaic, and it isn't this, you know, it's not War and Peace. It's very hard to break out into a new genre, except in fiction, that you could do. But in nonfiction, there are certain things that publishers want and that the public will buy. And in general, if you just have a great idea and a ton of information, it's not what you think it is. The ghostwriter is important, not just because they get your words on a page. In this particular case, in the memoir case, it's because they make it happen. In this case, it's also because of the way they make it happen. They may very well say, this is what needs to be included. And if you don't include it, or you include things that are not saleable, the book just doesn't get published. So that's a very, very important piece of this. So we'll go back, Laura, and in the few minutes we have left, I really am very interested in, how do you find your ghostwriters? You have such a big stable.
Yes, we really have phenomenal ghostwriters. We find our writers a million different ways. We do outreach through different groups. We get recommendations from our existing writers. We recently had a project. It was our first Spanish language memoir project, and we had never done one before. We didn't have any Spanish language writers in our stable, and so our managing editor found the city we were looking for, and she reached out to universities, to writers groups, to Spanish bookstores, and found a huge pool of writers, and then really winnowed down to who had the best samples, who was the most talented, who was the best at capturing stories, and then also who was thoughtful and who was good to talk to and who was easy to be around and could ask the right questions. So we get a ton of applications, and we take a really small fraction of them because we really are looking for a very unique skill set. So we're pulling from all over the country and coming up with some of the best writers I know. And I know you mentioned I used to work in traditional book publishing. When I first started at StoryTerrace, I was looking through our list of writers, and I came across one who I had previously worked on her memoir at a big publisher, and I thought to myself, you know, wow, I know we have amazing writers, but this person is incredibly well-published, incredibly talented, someone I know is very impressive, and it just made me really grateful to be part of a team that was pulling from such high-caliber writers.
I mean, it is wonderful, and I have to tip my hat. I have ghostwritten two books on personal finance. I've written 14 on my own, and I ghostwrote two. Never again. The agony don't put me on your list. The agony.
Okay. Well, I was going to ask, but I guess not now.
Yeah, in another life, we'll talk about it.
Okay.
But the point is, it's a lot of work. And it's a blessing when somebody can go out and match. It's harder than matching yourself for a spouse. It really is. This is harder. So I thank you so much. And StoryTerrace is the name. If this touches you in any way, get on the stick and learn all about it on the website. And as for everybody else, this is your show. I said before, Generation Bold Radio archives every single show. It's heard at 10 a.m. in most states on Sundays, but in many places Saturday nights as well. You can go to BizTalk, which is our app. You can listen to it free of charge from anywhere in the world. And, of course, go to our website. For everybody else, say what I always say. Get out there, kids, and make it happen.
For The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or securities. Please consult a professional before investing. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com.
Biz Talk Radio,